This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's defense minister said Wednesday that aid will be coming to Gaza by sea will benefit the Palestinian civilians in Gaza and not Hamas. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The foreign minister of Cyprus also said Wednesday the U.S. initiative to build a pier off Gaza will eventually be folded in the current running Cyprus-Gaza maritime corridor. Rick Pantaleo, VOA.
Israel plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in the southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that civilians will be directed toward humanitarian islands that will provide temporary housing, food, water, and other necessities. Israel says Hamas maintains 4 battalions in Rafah that it wants to destroy. Humanitarian groups feel a military offensive into the densely crowded area would be a catastrophe. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been forced from their homes since Israel launched its war against Hamas in response to the militant group's deadly raid on southern Israeli communities last October 7th. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population is starving. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. While U.S. President Joe Biden has continued to support Israel's war against Hamas, he appears to be distancing himself from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The apparent rift between the leaders has fueled speculation that the U.S. might restrict military aid in a bid to influence Israel's conduct in Gaza. Here's VOA's White House bureau chief Patsy Wittakuswara with that story.
Vice President Kamala Harris, others of the a sign of support to the popular sentiment. Some of those but are doing
Taiwan and China dispatched teams on a rare joint mission to rescue a boat that capsized near Taiwan-controlled Kinmen Islands on Thursday amid heightened tensions in the sensitive Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's Coast Guard said a Chinese fishing vessel capsized just off the coast of Taiwan's Dongding Island. 2 people were found dead, 2 were rescued, and 2 were still missing. A senior Taiwanese official who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the Coast Guard boats were dispatched to join the rescue after Chinese authorities asked for help. The death of a non-binary teen that died a day after being beaten at her school in the midwestern U.S. state of Oklahoma has been ruled a suicide. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A summary autopsy report shows that 16-year-old Nick Benedict used they-them pronouns, had toxic levels, 2 drugs in his system, and died of an overdose. Nick was conscious and alert after the bathroom fight on February 7th when telling police about the attack by 3 girls. Nick's grandmother called 911 the next day when Nick found unresponsive in their home. On the call, Sue Benedict expressed concern about a head injury from the attack as she described the next symptom. Neck breathing shallow, with eyes rolled back and hands curled up. A complete autopsy will be released in 10 days. I'm Lisa Squire.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.